Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Chicago Bulls and the LA Clippers. Chicago comes in with a record of 36-38. LA is 39-36 on the year. Over their last 10, Chicago, 7-3, has won 2 in a row, while LA over that span, 6-4, lost their last game. Here are the numbers. Chicago averages 113.4 and surrenders 112.2, while LA scores 112.8 and surrenders 112.6. Turnovers 13.8 per game by the Bulls, 13.5 by the Clippers. LA is 47.3% from the field, while Chicago is 49%. Three-point shooting 36.7% by the Bulls, 37.7% by the Clippers. LA 78.2% from the free throw line, 81.1% from the stripe by Chicago. Bulls get 30.5 points per game from their bench, 40.7 on average from the second squad of the Clippers. LA won the first meeting of these two teams 108-103. The Bulls are on the second game of a back-to-back. They are on the road in this one. LA still without Paul George and Norman Powell. Javonte Green out for Chicago. And the Clippers at home really need this win. They're fighting tooth and nail to kind of stay in the fringe of that non-play-in tournament area. They really need every win they can get down the stretch here. I think Kawhi Leonard powers them to it. I think it's a close game. I like Chicago's wing athleticism against this Clipper team. I think it's a tough matchup. But I do think the Clippers will prevail out of a sense of necessity and desperation more than anything else. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Chicago and LA. Coming up, we'll dive into the lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Chicago Bulls and the Los Angeles Clippers. The lines are currently open and favors the Los Angeles Clippers at home, sitting at 5.5 in the spread with the over-under of 224.5. Now, we look at these two teams in the offensive end. Chicago right now is averaging around 113.3 points, while the Clippers right now are currently ranked 23rd overall, averaging around 112.8. Now, here's the difference. Both of these teams are really good on the defensive end when it comes to points allowed. Right now, Chicago's ranked 8th overall, averaging and allowing 112.3, while the Clippers right now are currently in the top 10, currently ranked right at 10, averaging and allowing 112.6. Now look, you add this all up together, you're looking at the over in this game. And I do like the over right now. You look at their last 7 meetings overall, the over actually has been favored 5-2. So I'll probably lean towards the over in this game. One player I'm definitely going to take the over on right now is Zach LaVine when it comes to the points. It's currently right now sitting at 26.5. This man's last 10 games overall, this man been having 29.1 points. And when he played the Lakers, this man had 32 points. I'm definitely going to lean towards the over when it comes to Zach LaVine right now. This man's been on a tear right now. And I would probably lean towards the over on the assist numbers. Believe this or not, for DeMar DeRozan right now. Look, this man's been averaging close around 5 assists in the overall season right now. But look, this man just had 10 assists against the Lakers right now. If Zach LaVine's going to do all the scoring, expect DeMar DeRozan to step up, being an LA kid, to do the assist numbers as well. Getting close to like flirting around close to a low triple-double in this one. Lean towards the over in the assist right now. This man's been on a tear. He just had 10 assists against the Lakers last time, and I just expect a little bit more on the assist numbers for DeMar DeRozan, who is currently right now sitting at 4.5. Definitely take the over on the assists for DeMar DeRozan. Now, when it overall comes to the Clippers side, the only person I'm really liking right now is Russell Westbrook right now on the assist numbers, which is currently right now sitting at 7.5. Take the over on the assist number for Russell Westbrook. You might want to take the over on his points too. We don't know the status right now of Kawhi Leonard. He's probable for this game. If he plays, that might reduce it a little bit, but if he doesn't play, take the over on his points right now, which currently right now is sitting at 14.5. I would lean towards the over on the points if there's no Kawhi Leonard, who's probable for this game. We already don't have Paul George, no Kawhi Leonard, and him look like Russell Westbrook might have a field day and be flirting with a triple-double in this game if that's the case. Now, overall, when it comes to the spread, I do like the Bulls here. Overall, if you look at their last 5 meetings, the Bulls have been 1-5 against the spread last 5 times they played at the Clippers. So I would definitely going to lean towards the Bulls in the spread here, and I'm going to take the over in this game as well. That's our look at the Chicago Bulls and the Los Angeles Clippers. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.